This is Utah Skies. June. The days are getting longer and the nights are getting shorter. For the darkest skies, you need to wait at least 90 minutes after sundown. With sunset at about 9 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, that means the darker skies appear about 10:30 p.m. To have the dark skies, it is best to have a moonless night. This can be before the moon rises or after it sets, and a site that is away from city lights. Utah has many recreational areas that have great dark skies. Many national parks in Utah have dark sky status and are great for stargazing. The Summer Triangle is easy to find in a dark sky area. At about 10:30 p.m., look to the east for the brightest star. That is Vega in the constellation Lyra the Harp. From there, drop down and a little to the north, you'll see another bright star. That is Deneb in the constellation Cygnus the Swan. Now going down a bit more and moving a bit to the south, you see the third bright star. This star is Altair in the constellation Aquila the Eagle. These three bright stars make up the Summer Triangle. Deneb in Cygnus the Swan is in the main part of the Milky Way. Following the band of the Milky Way towards the south-southeast, you come to the brightest part of the Milky Way. Scorpius the Scorpion is identifiable by the bright orange-red star Antares. From there you can follow the bright stars towards the horizon, and these make up the tail of the Scorpion. As you visit recreational areas in Utah or sitting around the campfire, look up and see the best skies that Utah has to offer. Camping, s'mores, and stars. It doesn't get better than this. Whether you view this with just your eyes, use binoculars, take nightscape pictures, or use a telescope, the dark skies are truly a wonder to enjoy. Our website is cvas-utahskies.org. For Cache Valley Astronomical Society, this is Del Vance wishing you clear skies.